been asked to discuss since it's wedding season, different hanhagos of a wedding. I still haven't finished with the Shul Kiddush part 4 or whatever it is I'm up to. We'll get back to that in Mirza Hashem, Od Chazal Lemoed. But one of the questions that I get from every single Chasan and Kala, whenever I'm meeting with a Chasan and Kala before I'm a Masada Kiddushin for them, so we go through the wedding ceremony, and after we go through the whole procedure and everything they need to know and I need to know, I always ask, do you have any more questions? And then the Chasan always turns to the Kala with a sheepish smile and says, you know, you want to ask? And she always says, what if you have a girl who, whenever she fasts, has a very hard time and gets headaches and, just gets very hungry? So is it okay to not fast on the wedding day? That's always Kaseder, that's always the question. Right after the birth control question, but whatever. Those are always the two questions from every Chasan and Kala. When I got married, I didn't know you were allowed to ask such questions. So we had a kid right away and we fasted and we survived. Okay, so the source of the minhag is Ramah in Ibn Ezra, Simon Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. Ramah writes, "V'nagu shachasam hakala masanim biyom chupasan." The minhag is that a chasan and kala are supposed to fast on yom chupasan. Notice that it's Ramah. That's why the Birkei Yosef and Or Chaim Tovayin Sif Beis quotes many places that this is not the minhag, and Yabiyom or Chel Gimel Ibn Ezra Simtes. Rav Vadia says that Sfardim don't do this. A Talmud of mine is a Sfardi chasan recently, and he had an Ashkenazi Masada Kiddushin, and he asked him Masada Kiddushin later in the day. He's like, I'm not feeling well. Can I eat something? Masada Kiddushin said no. Sfardim really, Ashkenazi Masada Kiddushin, but Sfardim really should be permitted to eat. Most Sfardim do not have this practice at all. The Magen Avraham says that you don't fast. The Magen Avraham in Or Chaim Tavkufayim Gimel Sivkan Ches, not to fast during Nisan, not to fast Rosh Chodesh, Lag BaOmer. I'm sorry, it says to fast on those days. It says not to fast on Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, Isru Chag. So there's a whole list of days where you should and should not fast. Another situation where one may not be obligated to fast is if the wedding day is a day before or a day after a fast day. So that could be a very challenging thing. Well, day before a fast day is actually an interesting discussion also. If it's the day before a fast day, so that means he's going to be in Shavuot Brachos on the fast day. So during Shavuot Brachos, are you obligated to fast? Is also an interesting discussion in the poskim. Generally speaking, we assume yes, unless it's a nidcha. That if it's a nidcha, Mishabura writes, then there's much more room to be makel. So this year, for instance, Shavuot B'tam is really on a Shabbos. So I have a Chasson College just asked me this week that Judah Platt just asked me that the Shavuot B'tam falls out in their Shavuot Brachos week. So do they have to fast on that Shavuot B'tamuz? And since it's Nidcha, I think it's the answer is no. They probably do not have to fast on that Shavuot B'tamuz. Anyway, Rav Moshe holds that even if your wedding is a day after a fast day, you should still fast. In Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch and Or Chaim, the Tavrei Shchav Dalit, says you want to fast 2 days Yom Kippur in case of a Safek because it's a concern of Sakana. He says, yes, because Yom Kippur goes through the night. Over here, what's the big deal? You just don't eat during the daytime, you eat at nighttime. It's fine. You'll be just fine if you do that. Now, what's the source for what's the reason for this minhag to fast on the day of the wedding? So the Beis Shmuel in Ibn Ezer quotes from the Maharam Mintz and the Magen Avraham and Or Chaim Tov Kofayim Gimel also quotes two reasons, two primary reasons. Number one, they say that the reason is because have a slicha didhu shenem chalam avonoseim yom kippurim didhu, and it's their Yom Kippur, and therefore they're having mechilas avonos, and that's why they have to fast. This is probably based on Rashi and Bereishis Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Gimel, where he talks about the different ways that the Torah calls Esav's wife machlas pas Yishmael or basmas pas Yishmael. So Rashi says if somebody gets married mechilas avonos, that's why she's called machlas milashon mechila, mechilas avonos when you get married. The question that the Achronim ask, I saw in Rabbi Daniel Feldman's Sefer, Bina Besvarim, I forget which Chelek, he points out that there's a Sefer, Chedvas Yotzer, Chelek Aleph, page Mem Ches, to page Nun, where he discusses the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Tes and Beis, where the famous Gemara says, Homer Leisha, Harei Mekudeshes Li Amanasha Nit Sadik, Afilu Minitza Rasha Gomer Mekudeshes. Guy says to a woman, you're Mekudeshes Li Amanasra Mit Sadik, even if it turns out that he's a Rasha Gomer, she's still Mekudeshes. Why? Shema Hir Bechuva. Maybe he was here at Bechuva, but wait a second. It's his wedding day. So isn't he a tzaddik for sure? Not safek, not maybe She's not maybe he's a tzaddik or choshen the kiddushin. She's vada kiddushin because he had mechilas avonos. So the sefer suggests you have to be mechalik between the day of the kiddushin and the day of the nisuin. And even if you don't want to be mechalik between the day of the kiddushin and the day of the nisuin, you could say much more fundamentally that when it comes to a tanai that I'm a tzaddik, that's different than a tanai that I don't have any sins on my record. Meaning a person decides here a tshuva, the Achronim point out, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. There's a whole process of tshuva. And the process of tshuva involves a lot more than hear her b'tshuva. It involves charat al avar, kabbalah al asid, vidui. Where's the whole tshuva process? What do you mean hear b'tshuva? No, so there's tzvei dinim b'tshuva. There's tshuva that makes you a tzaddik, that now I'm a good guy. I'm still going to go to Gehenna because I have a terrible criminal record up in Shemayim. But now I'm a tzaddik. I'm a good guy. I'm going to do all the right things. So that's to become a tzaddik. For that, hear b'tshuva is just enough. For that, just a single moment of hear b'tshuva might be enough to turn you into a tzaddik. But to actually clean your record, to actually get rid of all the averos, that's where you need the entire process. What do we say? Chasson fasts on his wedding day because the wedding day he gets, not that he gets to be a tzaddik. No, he gets mechilas avonos. His record gets clear, but he doesn't actually get to be a tzaddik. So they're two entirely different discussions, the Kiddushin Memtes and our discussion. Okay, but there is this idea that he gets mechilas avonos. There are six different suggestions in the Achronim why he gets mechilas avonos. Either he's doing a mitzvah by getting married. If that's the case, then maybe it shouldn't be, the kala shouldn't have to fast, because maybe she's not getting mechilas avonos because there's no mitzvah for her to get married. Or maybe it's because he's a chasen dom lemelech, so he's considered to be olu l'gedula, and a person on the day that he's olu l'gedula gets a mechilas avonos. That's what the Hagos Ikve Sofer, Rabbi Feldman quotes in his Sefer, says, the Maral says that since he was a half a man before, and now he's become another person, so he starts with a clean slate, because now the Chasan and Kal, they become Ishto Kegufa, they become a new entity, so all the old Averos are gone, because it's a new person, it's a brand new entity. Okay, a lot of other ideas as well. The second possibility as to why he fasts, says Maramins, is because we're afraid that if he doesn't fast, he might get drunk, and then he's not going to have Daitum Yusheves at the wedding. He's not going to be able to focus normally. And the Mari Brona and Simon Sadi Gimel adds that at the time of the Kiddushin, he might be able to later claim Kiddush Etos, that it was a Kiddush Etos because he was so drunk he didn't know what was going on at the time of the wedding. So in order to avoid any possibility of drunkenness, the guy is not allowed to eat anything the whole day of the wedding in order to avoid any drunkenness, which is an interesting idea that we would go so far to, why not then just make an Isser not to drink? Why that you're not allowed to eat anything? Okay, but that's the second day. There are other opinions that are not as widely quoted. The Rokeach says that many Hasidim would fast for a mitzvah chaviva. And what greater mitzvah chaviva is there than a chassan getting married? Tashbi says that just as Jews fasted for Matan Torah, we fast for our private nisuin. Matan Torah was the nisuin with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we fast for our private nisuin. Maybe there's based on the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph says that Melech Nidon B'chol Yom, and the chasm is domel melech, so he's nidon, since he's being judged, it's like a Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Kuf Lam Ram Beis, says, Leka ksuba below tigra. There's no ksuba where there's no fight. And if there's fighting, then you need a kapara. So maybe he needs to fast for a kapara. All these different suggestions of why you fast. L'may nafkamina, what the reason is. So there are eight possible nafkaminas that Rabbi Feldman collects, all in his sefer. Number one, what if the chuppah is before shkia? So if it's for your private Yom Kippur, well, Yom Kippur doesn't end until Tzeis HaKochavim. So even if the chuppah was earlier, you should still fast through the rest of the day. But if it's only because of a concern of shichrus, well, once the chuppah is over, concern of shichrus is gone, drink away, and you know, have a great time. And then it should be fine. I don't recommend that, by the way. Getting drunk on the night of your wedding is not ever, but especially not on the night of your wedding. It's really, really not a good idea. The second nafkamina may one get married in the morning. If it's for Mechilas Avonos, it's hard to imagine that skipping breakfast gets you a Mechilas Avonos, you know, for your wedding. But if it's just that you don't get drunk, then it's a great time, unless there was a tikkun in shul or someone brought some schnapps, who's drinking anything in the morning, so you should be good. If the wedding is very late, third nafkamina, what if the wedding is very late after Tzeis Chavim? Do you have to fast all the way until when the wedding is? Tzeis Chavim, let's say it was 6 o'clock and you're getting married, the chuppah is at 8 o'clock. So do you have to fast all the way till then? If it's for the chashash of getting drunk, yes, because you just can't eat anything till then. But if it's for the Yom Kippur, so as soon as the Yom is over, it should be okay. Another nafkamina, if somebody's Mekadesh al Yidei Shliach, so who fasts? So if it's Mechilas Avonos, one would imagine the Mechilas Avonos is for the Chassan. But if it's a din in if it's a din in drunkenness, because we're afraid it's going to be claims of kiddush etos or whatever, and the guy didn't know what he was doing and there was no das, well, the person doing the maisa kiddushin is the one that has to be there, is the one that has to be with it. Sivkarnalv says that if somebody's mekabel kiddush bito, he would have to fast if the reason is mitam shichrus, because he's the one making the kinyan, even though it's the daughter getting married. When he's being mekabel kiddushin for his daughter, he would be the one that would be obligated to fast. Another nafkamina might be the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Magen Avraham says you have to fast during those days, but the Matan Ephraim says we give a lot more leeway between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Why? Because you already had your mechilas avonos. But if it's on Yom Kippur, so how many averus did you already have a chance to do? It's right after Yom Kippur, so we're not so concerned about your mechilas avonos. But if it's an inyan in shichrus, so then it applies as much then as it is as it does any other time. In the Tshuvas Toras Mordechai, some kovdalit is makel only on the day after Yom Kippur, based on Krisos Tav Chafei. The Gemara in Krisos Tav Chafei we did recently in Daf Yomi says that Bava Ben Buta would be misnadi v'nashim talui on every single day except for the day after Yom Kippur, because the day after Yom Kippur he figured, why is he misnadi v'nashim talui? In case he did an avera that he didn't realize, so he would bring a nashim talui as an adava. But the day after Yom Kippur, come on, he didn't, you know, such a short time, how would he have time to do an avera that he didn't realize? So the Shevet HaKasi points out it's a bad sushtel, it's a bad comparison, because an Hashem Talui is only for something that you did that was an Isser Kares. So that is unlikely that he forgot if he did an Isser Kares. But Mechilas Avonos is even for little averas. I think the Gra counts something like 10 or 15 averas you could do after Ni'ila, before Vuhurachim of Mariv, not in those 4 seconds that you could do averus. So yeah, there's plenty of opportunity for little averus, even in a single day. Six nafkamina, does the kala have to fast? The Ramah and Marimin say that a kala does have to fast, but if it's about not eating before doing a mitzvah, so you could be lenient with the kala, she's not doing the mitzvah. If the kapara is a result of the mitzvah, meaning even if it's mechilas avonos, but if the mechilas avonos is a result of the mitzvah, so then maybe she wouldn't have to fast. But if it's from becoming a bria chadasha, then it would apply to her. If the kapara is about coming together, like the Maral says, or a concern of shichrus, then it would apply to her. The seventh nafkamina, Meshubur Tavkov Samach Beis, of Kart Niralv says he doesn't have to be mekabel tainis. Just fast, you don't have to be mekabel tainis. If it's mechilas avonos, well then it's a real fast day, you should be mekabel tainis. But if it's just a chashash shichrus, it's not really a fast day, it's just we don't want you to get drunk, so you don't drink when you don't want to get drunk, but it's not a fast day. And final nafkamina is, should you fast on the day you give a get? Never shalone da, but if a person gets to a point where he has to give a get, should a person fast on the day that he gives a get? So if my brother's a Masada Gittin, and he also happens to know how to build Erevin and Mikvahs. He's a big expert in a lot of areas of halacha. So someone said they wanted to build a mikvah. I said, oh, you can get my brother if you need help constructing a mikvah. So my son says, or if you need help with your get. The person's like, what? So in my house, that's how we talk, I guess. But generally speaking, shalone da, we shouldn't know from such things. But it's good for my brother's business, I guess. So if the concern is one of shichras, then it will apply equally to giving a get. And Berhetev and Ebenezer, Simon Kuf Chaval, Sukkot Beis, says that many are knowing to fast on the day they give a get. The problem is, it sounds like good maramakum, but it's not really, because if you look up the source, the Knesset Gedolah that he's quoting from, he's talking about the Dayanim fasting on the day that a get is happening. But say if it's chashash shichras, that makes sense. If it's mechilas avonos, as far as I know, there's no mechilas avonos on the day that a person gives a get. Okay.